Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Samach Vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf Samach Hey Amid Beis. We are 5 lines from the bottom of the page at Tnan. We're in the middle of discussing the issue of what happens when yayin spills on other things, on grapes, on wheat. Does it have an impact? How do you take care of that impact in order to make it mutter? Are we concerned that if something is mutter for a non-Jew, but usur for a Jew, that you can't sell it to a non-Jew because he might turn around and sell it to a Jew? Then we're going to discuss what happens when wine mixes with grapes and what the bittul ratios are when it comes to a mixture of wine and grapes. Meaning, do we consider that min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino? Maybe it depends on the kind of wine. Is it brand new wine that has not yet fermented and is therefore does not taste any different than the grapes, or old wine that does taste obviously very different from the grapes? We're also going to have a machlokas if we define min b'mino. Whenever we talk about min b'mino, two like kinds, do we define that by what they're called, by shame, or do we define it by tam, by what it tastes like? The Gemara is then going to discuss the sheer bittul if wine and vinegar mixed with each other, especially considering that when you pour wine into vinegar, apparently the second wine enters the kli, it will begin to smell like vinegar, though not taste like vinegar. So what's the effect of recha, the fact that it smells the same? Does that make it min b'mino, min b'sheinu mino? That's going to lead us to a discussion on Amud Beis, which is a major Shas topic of recha milsa or recha lav milsa, a very critical topic in halacha as it relates to using the same oven for milchik and fleishik, for kosher and non-kosher, when all that's transferring from one to the other is recha. Is recha considered a significant concern, or is recha not a significant concern? So let's begin. We are again 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Tnan, Samachem Beis, Tnan. Yayin Nesach Shnofal al Gabe Anovim, Yadichon Vehin Mutaros. So we said in the Mishnah, if Yayin Nesach falls on grapes, you could just rinse off the grapes and the grapes are totally mutter. Vimhayim Mevukaos Asuros. But if the grapes were cracked, then the wine will get into the cracks and therefore the grapes are going to be asur. Sounds like, yeah, Mevukaos in, Shein Mevukaos lo. Only if the grapes are cracked is it going to be a problem, but if they're not cracked, it's no problem. And yet we just finished yesterday telling a Maisa about how Rava allowed wheat that wine had poured on, but the wheat's not cracked, so what would be the problem with the wheat that the wine had poured on? So Amar Papa, Shaini Chiti, hold the Agav Tzirai, Kim of Kos, Damian. The very way wheat is shaped is that there are little cracks in the wheat. So it's always considered to be cracked. It would be the equivalent of cracked grapes, where when wine falls on them, it's automatically going to be usur. So that's why Rava had a problem with the wheat that wine had fallen on. Good, so now we move on to the next topic. What happens when wine mixes with grapes? Chamra atika b'invi. If you have old wine, as Rashi points out, taimo nikar ba'anavim, where the flavor of the wine will be very clearly recognizable in the grapes, then divrei kol b'nosin tam. In order for the wine to become batel, you need b'nosin tam. It needs to be that the tam is not detectable in the grapes, which would mean typically shishim, that shishim is nosin tam. The klal is that all isurim shabatorah min b'she'eno mino, if you can sense the tam in the tarot, then it's asumidar raisa. That's tam ki ikur. If you don't know if there's tam isur tarovis or not, you don't know if it tastes because you're afraid to taste it, so then we measure based on shishim. And we assume that if it's 60 times the heter to the isur, everything's going to be mutter, because that was what the chamor koveya is typical as far as no saint tam. But if it's min bimino, if it's two like kinds that mix together, midar raisa, the isur is batel barov. But the Chachamim Midrabanan require shishim over there as well. Yet when it comes to Yayin Nesach, we're going to see in the Mishnah in about a week from now that it's Asur's Tairoves B'mashuhu, as long as it mixes min b'mino. But min b'she'eno mino, it only asks if it's tam b'tairoves, till there's shishim. So over here we have machloks, we're going to have machloks Abayin Rava, how to define min b'mino. Are any two foods that are called the same thing considered to be min b'mino? Or do we not look at what they're called? We look at how they taste. Any two foods that taste the same way are called min b'mino. There is a machlokas rishonim. What is the yayin that asus taroves min b'mino b'mashu? Rov rishonim hold that even stam yayin shel goyim is nisariv, that's nisariv b'yayin kasher, is asur mashu. Meaning it doesn't have to be yayin nesech. Even meaning, what do we just say? That yayin is different than all other isurim in the Torah. By all other isurim in the Torah, min b'mino midaraisa is batal b'rov, and you only require shishim. By yayin nesech, it asur taroves b'mashuhu. Min b'mino asurs b'mashuhu. Not b'rov, not b'shishim, b'mashuhu it's going to asur. So what? What is it about yayin? Apparently there's some chumrah of yayin. So it's a machlokas rishonim. What kind of yayin carries that chumrah that it's going to asur even b'mashu? Rov Rishonim assume that even Stam Yenam is going to Aser B'mashuhu. If something is Yayin Nesach because of the Chomer Isra Avod Zara, that for sure, but even Stam Yenam. The Rashba brings a Raya from the Sugya. It's going to talk about vinegar that Asers when it falls into Yayin. Vinegar of Yayin Nesach is not very common. So it must be talking about vinegar of Stam Yenam. However, Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that Dafka Yayin Nesach Mamish, that's nesnasik lavodazara, that gets mixed in b'mino, will aser b'mashu, but stam yenam will be batel by the normal rules, min b'mino b'shishim, like just like every other iser. So that is a significant machlokas rishonim. So anyway, so says the Gemara now, again, chamra atika b'invi, if you have old wine which tastes like wine and therefore tastes different than grapes, that gets mixed with grapes, divrei kol b'nosin tam, everyone's going to say that's b'nosin tam, that's measured by shishim, by whether it gives flavor into the grapes. But if you have new wine which just tastes like liquefied grapes and it gets mixed in with grapes, Abayi says it's going to have a status of a mashu, it's going to aser even b'mashu. Rava says no, it's only going to aser b'nosin tam. What's the svara? Abayi says it asers b'mashu. We look at the tam, they both taste the same. So Avlei min b'mino, min b'mino b'mashu, and therefore it has the status of min b'mino, and min b'mino asers even b'mashu. Whereas Rava Amar b'nosin tam, Rava will say that we follow the tam. Why? Basar shma azlinan. When you want to determine whether something is min b'mino or min b'sheino mino, you don't look at how it tastes, you look at how it's called. V'hai shma l'chud, v'hai shma l'chud. Wine is called one thing, grapes are called something else. V'avle min b'sheino mino, min b'sheino mino b'nosin tam. And therefore, this would be considered a min b'sheino mino. Min b'sheino mino does not aser b'mashu. Min b'sheino mino is b'nosin tam. There is a shita in Tanaim that even min b'mino in kol ha'Torah kula would aser b'mashu, that it's not going to be b'nosein tam. But we're assuming right now that normally min b'mino is going to be batel b'rov, is going to be more kal than min b'she'eino mino, except for bayayin where it's going to aser b'mashu. There's a well-known ran Maseches Nedarim which tries to describe why min b'mino would be more aser, would be more problematic than min b'she'eino mino, and he points out that whenever you have min b'she'eino mino, you're dealing with a conflict, and when you have a conflict, one thing can overwhelm the other. So because they have different characteristics, so if you have a lot of, let's say, chicken soup and a little bit of milk, the chicken soup overpowers the milk, and the milk is not morgash at all. It's as if it doesn't exist anymore because it's because of that conflict that's been created. Yet when it comes to min b'mino, it doesn't overpower. Adrabah, each one enhances the other. So the isser doesn't disappear. Adrabah, if you have a treif chicken soup and kosher chicken soup, the little bit of treif chicken soup maybe didn't have so much of a tam, but now you mix it with the kosher chicken soup and the tam is enhanced by the kosher chicken soup. And that's why it would be, so the Ran uses that in explaining the notion of davar sheyesh lamatirin, that maybe we apply that principle of bittul when you have some sort of conflict, not only when the conflict is in mitzius, but when there's a conflict in terms of the halachic qualities of something. That normally you have something that's usser and something that's mutter. So if there's way more of the heter than there is of the isser, the halachic heter qualities overwhelm the isser qualities. But if you have a davar sheyesh lamatirin, something that right now is usser, but one day will become mutter. So what you see is that it has certain, even the isser has certain mutter qualities, and therefore can't easily be overwhelmed by a davar mutter, because it shares some of those same qualities with the davar mutter. So anyway, so we have this machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether we follow the tam or we follow the shem when determining min b'mino or min b'she'eino mino. Chassam Sofer raises the question that Rabbi Yehuda learns min b'mino asr b'mashu from the Dama Par and the Dama Sa'ir that the Kohen Gadol uses on the Mizbeach HaPnimi on Yom HaKippurim, that even though a Par, obviously way more blood than the Sa'ir, it's not Mevatel the Dama Sa'ir. Why? Because it's both Dam, so it's Min Bimino, so it's Eino Batel. The Dama Sa'ir is considered to be Nizrak on the Mizbeach, even though it's, you would think that it's totally Batel in the Dama Par. So according to Abaye, understand very well, you can learn from there to all min b'mino, there's shnei minim that have the same tam. But according to Rava, what's the svara to say that min b'mino is based on the name and not based on the tam? So Rava, so the Chassam Sofer suggests that Rava holds the gabei zrika, there's the we don't care about the tam. No one's tasting the blood, no one's eating the blood, so it's not an important factor. You would have thought to distinguish between them because they look a little bit different. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda learns that they have a status of min b'mino. So Rabbi Yehuda must hold that the gedder of min echad or shnei minim is not nikva based on tam or based on mare, but based on shame. So since both the dama par and the dama hasayir are called dam, that would be min b'mino. That would define it as min b'mino. Meaning, so I'm just pointing out, whatever your definition of what's called mino, what's called eno mino, it's going to have to connect back to the dama par of the dama sayir, because we consider that to be mino. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Yayin Nesach, our Mishnah. Yayin Nesach Shnofal Gabe Anavim. You have Yayin Nesach that falls on top of grapes. So, Kasal Kadaita Chamra Chadata Bitinvi. We're working with the assumption that the type of wine that the Mishnah was talking about was new wine which tastes just like grapes. So, my love, Bino Saint Tam. So, don't you see that it's Bino Saint Tam when it's new wine together with grapes? Says Gemara, lo, b'mashu. Who says anything about no sin tam in our Mishnah? It could be that it will aser it even b'mashu. Why would you think that it's been no sin tam? So the Gemara explains why you would think. Hamid k'tani seifa, because the seifa of the Mishnah goes on to say, ze'aklal, kol shaban aser b'no sin tam, aser. Kol she'in ba'an aser b'no sin tam, muter. That any time something is going to be no sin tam, l'shvach, it's going to be aser. Any time it's going to be no sin tam, l'fgam, it's going to be muter. So mechlal, the b'no sin tam. So you see that the whole Mishnah, that must be a commentary on the first part of the Mishnah as well. The whole Mishnah is talking about no sin tam. So we're back to the Raya, that Yayin Nesach is Nafal al Gabe Navim. If we're talking about brand new Yayin, we assume that the Shir is B'no sin tam. The Shir is not B'mashahu. So even though the tam is the same, because they have a different shame. So apparently, Rava is correct and Abai is incorrect. Says Marnov, Abaye Masnis Mechamratika B'in. Abaye will say, who told you we're talking about new wine? Maybe that Mishnah is talking about old wine. Old wine tastes totally different than grapes, and that's why it's Beno Sin Tam. Everyone agrees that it's Beno Sin Tam. Chala de Chamra, actually, before we move on to Chala de Chamra, if you look at the top Tosfos, Mechal de Reisha Beno Sin Tam Askinan, says Tosfos, Yeshayu Mefarshim, some explain that what the Gemara's Raya from the Seifa. The Gemara brings the Seifa, which talks about Nesinas Tam, and says, oh, it must be! The Reish is also about Nosin Tam. So Yesh Mepharshim to call this Davi B'mashu, Lo Amrinan Be Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter. That any time something's Asr B'mashu, even if it gives a negative taste, into the Tairoves, it's going to be, I'm sorry, it's still going to be Asr. Meaning normally when someone gives a negative taste into the Tairoves, we say no, Saint Tam Lufgam is Mutter. But if something's Asr B'mashu, apparently what you see from the fact that it's Asr B'mashu is that we're not concerned about its Tam, we're just concerned about its presence, its very presence, even if it doesn't contribute any Tam, is problematic. And therefore, even if it's no Saint Tam Lufgam, where you're not concerned about the Tam is going to be something that if it would make it mutter. No, in a case of something that's aser b'mashu, apparently we're not concerned about its time. It's going to be aser anyway. So you're not going to have the whole letter of nosin tam of gam. Da'in l'cha tam batal yosin mashu be'elef. You can't have a greater bittle of tam than having a mashu in 1,000 times itself. So who had the nosin tam of gam? The same would be true by nosin tam of gam. Says Tosos, and therefore a mefarish kan, and if you assume that, they explain, the Gemara's kash over here, mechlal de b'nosin tam askinan, that our Mishnah must be talking about nosin tam. The lekach muter b'she'ein ba'anasim de nosin tam. Di b'mashu ha'afilu l'fgam aser. That's why it's going to be muter when it's nosin tam l'shvach. I'm sorry, when it's nosin tam l'fgam. Because if you held that it were aser b'mashu, then there would be no heter called nosin tam l'fgam. It's only because of that it asers b'nosin tam that there is a heter of nosin tam l'fgam. But if something's aser b'mashu, there's no heter whatsoever. No Saint Tam Lufgam says Tosos ve'ein raya mikan. I don't think our Gemara is a raya to this equation that we make between that which is the heter of the isra of mashuhu and the heter of no Saint Tam Lufgam. He says ein raya mikan. Do daya kacha elamid maflik b'seifa ba'achi mechal the reishim no Saint Tam de'bachi ari mes nisin. Our raya in our Gemara is not so detailed. The raya in the Gemara is just simply from the fact that the reisha talks about tam, so the sefer must be about tam as well. It's not about the nuances of, oh, if it's about no Saint Tam, then it must be that no Saint Tam of Gam is actually going to be mutter. No, there's no connection between those two dinim. Va'od, furthermore, says Tosos, demashu min bimino, eina tam batel klal afilu be'elef. Kiven sha tam shaveh. Whenever you have a mashu that's min b'mino, the tam is not going to be batal at all. It tastes the same as everything else. Avalif gam hatam batal. He says, and I disagree la halacha. I think that even something that's aser b'mashu, if it's no sin tam l'fgam, the tam is going to be is still going to be mutter. It's still going to be batal. Ubechametz bepesach l'svarim degarsi b'mashu karav. Aval gav de shelo b'mino aser b'mashuhu. Aval pisha tam batal mikol makom. And he says, and therefore it comes out very important la halacha. The chametz pesach is aser b'mashuhu, but nosin tam l'fgam, it's going to be mutter. Meaning, just because something is aser mashu does not mean that it's good that even nosin tam l'fgam is going to be aser. Chametz pesach is aser mashu, but if it's nosin tam l'fgam into something, if it gives a negative taste into something, that's still going to be mutter. The two halachos are not related to each other. That is the chiddush of Tosos. Now says the Gemara further: chalad de chamra v'chalad de shichra. What if you have wine vinegar and beer vinegar, the chamira de chiti, the chamira de sa'ari, or you have sa'ar of wheat and sa'ar of barley. Abaye Amar Benosin Tam. Abaye says that it's Benosin Tam. Why? Basar taima azlinan, meaning the shear is going to be shishim because you look at how it tastes. V'hai taima luchud, v'hai taima luchud. And these things taste different from each other, so the shear is going to be shishim. V'avle min b'sheino mino, because this is considered two unlike kinds. And min b'sheino mino, but no sin tam. Whenever you have two unlike kinds, then it's always going to have a status of no sin tam. It's always going to, the shear is going to be shishim. V'rava amar b'mashu, and Rava says, no, the shear is a mashu. Why? Basar shma azlina. We don't look at how it tastes. We look at what it's called. V'hai chala mikri, v'hai chala mikri. You have two types of vinegar that get mixed with each other. They're both called vinegar. V'hai chamira mikri, v'hai chamira mikri. You have two types of chametz, two types of sa'or that get mixed with each other. They're both called yeast. So they're both the same. V'avle min b'mino. So it's min b'mino, even though they taste different. V'kal min b'mino b'mashu. And anytime you have min b'mino, the iser is always going to be b'mashu. If you look at Rashi, kal min b'mino b'mashu, the kaman paskin and the lav hilch sahachi, el afil min b'mino b'nosin tam, chutz mitevel v'yay nesach. We're going to say later on, we don't really paskin that kol min b'mino b'mashu. We paskin min b'mino of yayin nesach is b'mashu. But as we mentioned before, that we paskin normally min b'mino midaraisa is batal b'rov, but midrabanan we require We require shishim. How do we paskin when determining min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino? Is it like Abaye that it all goes with the tam, or is it like, which is very mistaver, that it should follow tam, or is it like Rava that it all goes with shame, with what it's called? So the Rama writes in Yerdeis and Sadiches, min b'mino in all these surim is established based on shame. That if there's isur v'heter that have the same name, then it's min b'mino. If they don't have the same name, then it's min b'she'eno mino. Bir Agra points out that the Rama is simply passing like Rava, that we go after the shame Isser V'heter, and if they have the same shame, it's Min B'mino. Nafkamina is, even though we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that a Tarovis of Min B'she'eno, meaning in Shulchan Aruch we pass in that both require Shishim anyway, meaning because Min B'she'eno Mino Mida Oraisa requires Shishim. Min B'mino Mida Rabbanan requires Shishim, like we keep saying. It's a Mida Oraisa would be Batal Barov, but midrabanan would require shishim. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you have min v'mino and it spills out and we can't figure out if there's shishim or not, so as long as we know that there's rov heter connected to iser, the iser is going to be batel. But min b'she'eno mino and some of it spills and you no longer know whether you have rov, whether you have shishim or not, so then it may not help to have rov. Meaning the nafkamina is in a situation of suffik. If you have a situation of suffik, because since min b'she'eno mino midaraisa you require shishim, min b'mino only midarabanan you require shishim, midaraisa you only need rov. Okay, what happens if you know you for sure have rov but you don't know if you have shishim? So if you're dealing with a min b'mino situation, you could be mekel to suffik darabanan. If you're dealing with min b'she'eno mino, then you have to be machmir because that's going to be a suffik daraisa. So that would be the nafkamina in terms of determining whether something is qualifies as min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino, even though halacha, they're both batel b'shishim. Nafkamina would be b'makom safek, in the situation of safek. Okay, another point that the Bach points out, that in Lashon Bnei Adam, chometz yayin and chometz sheikha are both called chometz. Sa'ar shel chitim and sa'ar shel sa'arim are both called sa'ar. And according to Rava, it's all hukfa based on the shame, the way people tend to call it. The Chavetz Chaim just points out that's not so pashut, the way people tend to call it. Meaning, Rava is saying something, it all depends on what it's called. What, who calls it? Meaning, I don't know, if I go to, if sometimes even, men and women will call things differently. My wife tells me, buy vinegar, so she'll write specifically what type of vinegar. I just see vinegar, so I always buy the wrong one. You know, it was supposed to be red wine vinegar, not this one. So I always buy the wrong one. So maybe it's not men and women. Maybe it's fools and normal people. But okay, so people have that kind of power, that people can determine the halachic status based on how they call it. So it turns out Chavetz Chaim says that it's machlokas rishonim. The sheet of the Ravid is that if you have chelev and basar, they're considered min echad. Beis Yosef puts in the Mordechai that kavid v'tarnagol are shnei minim, and the Chavetz Chaim explains the machlokas as follows: that the Rashba and the Ran in the name of the Ravid hold min b'mino b'shem echad is based on the lashon haTorah. Any shnei minim that have the same shame at the time of nesinas haTorah, that's what the Torah, because this halacha was established at the time of matan Torah. So whatever was considered min b'mino at the time of matan Torah, the halacha is not going to change as far as the ratios of bittul after matan Torah. But the Isra v'Heter ha'aruch and the Mordechai, they're also moda that chelev and basar is called min echad b'lashon haTorah. But legabe the shame min, it's nikva not based on lashon haTorah but based on lashon b'nei adam. And the chelev and basar have a different shame b'lashon b'nei adam. One they call chelev, the other they call basar. So that's a very interesting distinction. That if you hold like that, then the halacha can actually change over time. That you can have the same metzius of the same mixture of items that used to be din midaraisa is b'shishim, now din midaraisa is berov. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable example of a halacha that could change over time. There are few and far between halachas that could actually change over time. We have, in Hilchos Yantif, that there's a concept of shavah l'kol nefesh, that you could do malachos even for non-ochel nefesh needs, as long as it's something that's shavah l'kol nefesh. So that apparently can change over time, because it's not the halacha that's changing over time, it's the definition of what people consider to be shavah l'kol nefesh. But very few halachas that actually change, and even that's a machlokas, very few halachas that actually change over time. Okay, says Gemara, Amar Abayi, mina minu la debasar taima azlinan. How do I know that when I'm determining what's min b'mino, what's min b'she'eno mino, that I should look at the tam? To tain the tavlin beis v'gimel shemos, if you have two or three different types of spices, hein min echad o min gimel, asur n'mitstarfin. And there are one min or three different minim of tavlin, and none of them have enough to aser, but together they give flavor into the dish, so they're mitzdarif to make it aser. Va'amar Chizkiya hacha b'minei metika askinan hol v'ruin lematik b'hanas hakadeira. And Chizkiya says, yeah, because they're all combining together to sweeten the pot. So one may be honey, one may be sugar, they may be different sweeteners, but they're all achieving the same effect in the dish. So yeah, bishlam basar taima azlinan kulichat taimahu. So Chizkiya makes a lot of sense. If what you're interested in is the tam, so I don't care that the three things are, one is called corn syrup and one is called sugar and one is called honey. Point is, they're all adding sweetness to the dish, and therefore we're only interested in tam. Eliyamir pasar shma azlin, but if what you're interested in is the name, haishma luchud, v'haishma luchud, corn syrup is different than sugar, which is different than honey. So Rava amala chamani red meiri. Rava would say, no, we normally follow shame, and the author of that mishnah about that brisa about the tavlin with beis v'gimel shemos is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir happens to disagree. D'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda amri shum Rabbi Meir. That all Isurim could combine with each other. So that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that different Isurim, even though they're not the same men, have the ability to combine with each other. So Rav will tell you, yeah, that follows Rabbi Meir. Kol sheti aftilach. Tosus points out, wait, this sounds like Lav Shebechlolos. You can say Kol sheti aftilach is all included in that one pasuk. That sounds like it's a Lav Shebechlolos. What's the definition of Lav Shebechlolos? Lav Shebechlolos is that you have one pasuk that teaches multiple different Isurim. So the halach is you don't get Malkus on a Lav Shebechlolos. For example, there's a pasuk called Sochal al Adam. That's the classic example Ramban gives in Sefer Mitzvot, a Lav Shebechlolos. What does Lo Sochal al Adam mean? So it has five different Isurim that we derive from Lo Sochal al Adam. That is Sanhedrin on a day that they're going to kill somebody who's not allowed to eat before they execute the person. That you're not allowed to eat before davening. Yeah, there are all sorts of different halachas that have nothing to do with each other, that are all learned from the same pasuk. So is this also one of these catch-all psukim? Lo sochal kol tueva? So if you look at those, kol shet yafti lach, afilu man diyam alav shabacholus, ein lokan alav, hani miliko and olin v'lovin, demafki mikol asher yasa migefen ayayin. The different parts of the grapevine that there us are all derived from kol asher yasa migefen ayayin. V'chein chai umavushul b'chami tveria, that which is, what does it change it to on the side? In Mesachas Pesachim, that which is chai, and that which is mavushul b'chami tveria, we derive Karm Pesach can only be Tzliyesh, so any other way of preparing it is going to be Aser. But when you have multiple Isurim that each have their own Pasuk, all we're getting from this pasuk is, you know, you have an isur called Nevela, you have an isur called Trefa, you have an isur called Behemoth Tomato, you have all these different isurim. If they combine with each other, you derive that from Lo Sochal Kol Tueva, that the isurim can combine, can team up together to create a shir to aser. That's not a Lav Shebechlolos, because each isur is already an independent isur based on their own pasukim. All this pasuk is doing is bringing them together to tell me that they're mitzdarif with each other. So that's the Ha'ara Tosos points out over here. Now Tosos also points out in the previous Tosos, you know, Rava's defense was to say, yeah, when we say that the three different things, the three different tavlinim can all team up, that follows Rav Meir that holds all Isurim in the Torah can team up together. So asks Tosos, then why did Chizkiya have to explain that they're all mine metika, that they all have the same effect on the pot? That really sounds a lot more like Abaye, that what we're interested in is tam, we're interested in the taste, and that's why Chizkiya says they're all giving the same tam. But if it has nothing to do with tam, and Rav is just saying, nah, Rav Meir holds all these Surim in the Torah can just combine together, why would Chizkiya say that it's got to be mine metika? So says Tosos that Rashi assumes, enochinami, Rav would reject Chizkiya. Rav would say that it doesn't doesn't have to be mine metika. That it could be three totally different things, and it's still going to be yasser. And then Tos says v'liniere dim kein ein halacha kichiskia mi de polig rava ilave. That if you follow Rashi's understanding that Rava's rejecting Chizkia, that would mean that we don't pass him like Chizkia, because Rava is Hilchsa Basra'a, Rava was from a later generation, and therefore we should paskin like Rava. Problem is, says Tosfos, if you learn in Sugya and Shabbos Daf Peites, the Gemara uses Chizkia to ask Akasha and assumes that the halacha follows Chizkia. The Gemara never says, oh no, don't bring me Chizkia, Rava paskins against Chizkia, and we reject Chizkia. No, the Gestam of the Gemara assumes like Chizkia. And therefore, says Tosfos, there has to be a way to make Rava and Chizkia fit together. So he says, even though Rav Meir holds Kol Yisurim Shabbatorim and Sarif, even when it's not Minei Metika, because Kol Masha Tiafti Lach, that's only when the Yisurim are Be'en, when the Yisurim are still intact. Then a Chatzi Zayas of one and a Chatzi Zayas of the other could be Mitzarif, even if they don't taste the same. But when two Yisurim are mixing together in a larger Tavshil, and they're giving time into the Tavshil, so then you need, even Rava would say you need Chizkia. It has to be that they're giving the same time into the Tavshil. Meaning Reb Meir's general Shita of all Yisurim being mitzarif with each other, that's when you're just having the Yisur itself. But when it comes to giving time, it would only be if it's coming to be Mematek, or it's coming to be, they're coming to do the same thing to the Tavshil. Okay, right in the Gemara now, two lines on the bottom. Chalul lego chamra, divrei kol benosin tam. If a little bit of vinegar falls into wine, so everyone would agree that the shear that we have to mention, that we have to measure by, is nosin tam. If you look at Rashi, chala shnofa lego chamra, chala de iser. We're talking about vinegar that's aser, lego chamra de heter, that goes into mutter wine. Divrei kol benosin tam, dechiv nafil legave, lo havidami lei, lo berecha, velo betayma. The vinegar is fundamentally different than the wine. It smells different, it tastes different. Shena yai. So it would be a classic case of bitul min b'sheino mino. The wine would overwhelm the vinegar if it's 60 times, and therefore it would be, that would be the shear. The shear would be shishim. What if it goes the other way? Chamra l'gochala, says the Gemara. What if you have wine that falls into vinegar? So now it's a little bit of a different story, as because Rashi points out, mishar she'igia la'avir akli, if the second the wine goes into the airspace of the kli that's holding vinegar, nepach hayayin b'reicha l'reach ha'chometz, the reach of the yayin immediately turns to the reach of chometz. V'kodem shenazarvu ha'yushav b'reicha, so even before the tarovus happens, they already have the same reach. They have different tam, but they have the same reach. So if it's chamer l'gochala, abaya mashu. Abaya says the shear is going to be mashu. It's considered min b'mino. Rava nosin tam. Rava says no, it's going to be minosin tam. It's considered min b'sheino mino. Abaya mashu hu reichi chala v'taima chamra chala. Abaya will say that this is going to be mashu because when something smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, we look at the reyach and it has the status of vinegar. So if it has the status of vinegar falling into vinegar, v'avle min b'mino, v'kal min b'mino. B'mashu. So this is a classic case of min b'mino, and min b'mino, the Yisur is going to be b'mashu. Rava amar b'nosin tam. Rava would say that no, the shear is b'nosin tam. Why? Reche chala v'tay mechamra. If something smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, chamra! We look at the taste and it has the status of wine, and therefore this is wine falling into vinegar. V'avle min b'she'enu mino. So it's two unlike kinds. V'kal min b'she'enu mino b'nosin tam. And the shear when you have min b'sheinu mino is always going to be b'nosin tam. So this is the machlokas Abaye and Rava. Do we look at the reyach or do we look at the tam in determining whether it is the same min or a different min? Rashba raises the kasha. Why is it that chometz that falls into yayin answers it even if it has enough b'nosin tam? L'chora the chometz is pogem the yayin and nosin tam l'fgam is always mutter. So the Rashba suggests that that's not considered like a pagam because the chometz is a totally different min, and even though the yayin is more meshubach than the chometz, some people sometimes prefer chometz, some people sometimes prefer yayin. So it's only when the iser is going to be pogem the tam, that's where we say that ein ba'nosim nosim tam is mutter. mutter. But when it's just a different flavor, a different taste that some people might prefer, then it's not going to be considered nosin tam lifgam. So anyway, so that's what the Rashi said. But the point is, over here in the Gemara, the discussion is, do we look at Recha or do we not look at Recha? Oh, once we talk about that, let's get to the core of the machlokas about whether Recha is milsa or lav milsa. Hai bas tiha. Let's say you have a wine barrel that someone wants to smell the wine to test its quality. That's something that ad hayom is something that people do. They smell the wine to test the quality of the wine. So ovid chavim b'di Yisrael shapitami. If a guy smells a Jew's wine, there's a little opening at the top of the barrel that you could stick your nose in and you could smell the wine. A guy does that to a Jew's wine, that's perfectly fine. Nothing happens to the wine. Yisrael b'dovid chavim. But what if a Jew does it to Yai Nesach? A guy has his Yai Nesach, there's a little hole at the top of the barrel. The Jew takes in the aroma of the yain. Is that considered that the Jew is in violation of something with yain nesach? So Abaye Amar Asur. Abaye says such a thing is Asur. Rav Amar Mutter. Why? What are they arguing about? Abaye Amar Asur Recha Milsihi. Because Recha counts as something. Meaning L'chora, what he means is that it's like drinking the wine. Rav Amar Mutter Recha Lav Milsihi. Recha is nothing. It's not a, he's not getting anything from the wine. If you look at Tosos, meaning the first half of the Chor is such a davar pashut that a guy can smell the Jew's wine and nothing happens to it. He didn't touch it. He didn't move it. He didn't. Of course, what would be the havamina? Now the havamina is that we make a gzeira that since a Jew can't smell a guy's wine, we're not going to allow a guy to smell the Jew's wine either. Okay, whatever the havamina is. But Yisrael b'dovid chavim ravam ramut. If the Jew is the wine expert and the guy is paying the Jew to test his wine, then for sure it's going to be aser, because that's definitely getting schar from the Yai Nesach. That there's no shaila about. Over here it's tam. The Jew wants to smell. He's curious, so he wants to smell the non-Jew's wine. So next Tosa, Abaye Amar Asur Recha Milsa, he says Tosa is very critical. Recha Milsa therefore means v'chashvina lei kishosa. And we view it as if he's drinking the wine. Recha is so significant that it's like you're drinking the wine. Aval ein lo mer dechashvina nehena. You know, the other possibility that seems just as reasonable is not that Recha is drinking the wine, that when you smell the wine, you're drinking the wine. No, but when you smell the wine, you may enjoy the smell, so you're getting hana from it. He says, "Din kein my park mi kamen shel truma she nichnas recha bepashal Yisrael." No, we're about to ask from a case of truma that gives tam, that gives reach rather into bread. Shiny truma to shari li Yisrael ba'ana she nishal kiloi. Well, maybe that you can't compare the two because there's no isra hana'a on truma. There's only an isra hana'a shel kiloi. You're not allowed to use up the truma. But if the truma is not being used up and you're just getting hana'a from the reach that's wafting from the truma, there's no isra on Yisrael to get hana from that. So it must be the issue over here is that not that Recha is Hana'a, but even more than that, Recha is Shosa, that it's considered that you're actually drinking the wine. So now says the Gemara further. So Rava says Recha Lav Milsa. Amar Rava Mina Amina La De Recha V'lo Klumu. Where do I get the idea that Recha is worthless, that Recha is Lav Milsa? You light up an oven using truma materials and you bake a bread in that oven, non-truma bread, in an oven that was heated up with truma. Hapas mutaris, the bread is mutar, fishein tam kamen, ala recha kamen, because it's not the taste that's being imparted into the bread, it's the reyach. And Abaye will say, shiny asum to mikle isure. Nah, that case is different because mikle isure, the isur is totally burnt already by the time it gives any tam into the bread. Critical Tosus over here. Tosus points out this is not the only sugi in Shas where there's a machlokas about Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. Psachim Ayin Vav, Machlokas Rav and Levi. When you have basar nevela mixed with kosher meat, not mixed but being cooked in the same oven, Rav Asar Levi Shari. And over there, the Gemara says the Machlokas is about Recha Milsa and Recha Lav Milsa. Is it the same Machlokas? That the Machlokas over there is the same as Machlokas over here? That Abaye and Rav are arguing about a Machlokas that already happened between Rav and Levi? So says Tosos, he he brings many, many rayas. We don't have time to get into the rayas, but he says, L'chei dira, devadei halacha karav da'asam derecha milsi, v'alach karav anami hacha, gabi bastia derecha lav milsi. He says, no, we paskin over there, recha milsa. Over here, recha lav milsa. Why? The two machlokos are not at all related. Abaye over here would say that recha milsa in our case, and he would say, afilu kilevi, who says over there, recha lav milsa, over here it's different, because you're being nena umariach min isra yayin atzmo. Over here, when we talk about recha, you're actually smelling the wine, that is the isser. Over there, the recha is you're eating a piece of meat that's kosher. The piece of meat that's kosher just happens to have some reyach of non-kosher meat in it. So that is a totally different story. And Rava also would say, anadam reyach filu karav, who says over there, recha milsa. Over there, the reyach is not mazik at all. Over here, the reyach is mazik lo. It enters into his guf and is mazik him. And therefore, the two are totally unrelated to each other. The two machlokos are unrelated to each other. That is the chiddush that Tosa suggests. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll continue with Amar Rav Mari Kitanai tomorrow. Oh.